and the Kilkenny National School number closed down this year. And there's a lot of small rural schools that are under pressure because of lack of numbers. That's just gone on for, you know, it's getting worse and worse over the years. Like, you know, but it's time that I think the government done something about it. Like, you know, we've seen decimation of the fishing industry in Killybegs over the last 20 years. You know, I think the government's housing policies haven't helped. Like, you know, planning applications, you know, young families can't get planning to build houses and stuff like that. So it's all accumulating into a disaster for local schools and for rural schools especially.
Would you not agree, though, that maybe not all of the government's housing policies are negative in terms of for rural parts of Ireland? Like, we have seen the vacant and derelict property grant hailed a major success.
Yeah, well, that's very welcome. In fact, in Donegal, has probably had more of them vacant houses coming back into place than anywhere in the country. So that is very welcome. But isn't it? It's you know, they didn't build any council houses for years and years, and it's left us with people can't get houses to buy or to rent around Donegal, around rural Donegal. You know, so it's just a fact of, you know, they need to do a bit more, like, you know, to make sure these schools are helped and stay open, like, you know. And, you know, you have the Mercosur deal coming down the line, and that's going to put pressure on farmers and young farming families, like, you know. So just need to make sure that the government do as much as they can to make sure that these rural schools stay open.
And is there a genuine fear in the wider Fintra area? I know you've mentioned already that there were other schools that have suffered a fate which has led to them closing for good. Is that potentially on the cards for Fintra if something isn't done?
Well, hopefully not. Like, you know, Fintra's a lovely school. Like, you know, I think it was a big enough school years ago. Like, you know, but at the minute it's under pressure. So we just need to. There's a meeting next week, and, like, you know, the community are going to come together and see is there any sort of way forward for them. Like, you know, and hopefully it won't happen. Like, you know, like the problem, I guess, with this rural depopulation, as I said before, and once a school gets under a certain number. It's more difficult then for them. Like, you know, they can't run an after school club, and with parents now, the pressure of mortgages and stuff, you know, a lot of cases you need two parents working, you know, so they need somebody to look after the kids, and, you know, and with creches and after school clubs, you know, it's just like I say, they're under pressure at the minute, and hopefully something will come out of it, and, you know, after this meeting that some plots some way forward and hopefully keep the school open.